This is the Locked On Reds podcast. You'll be hearing play ball shortly enough. Opening day, 72 hours away, less maybe, depending on when you're listening to this. Opening day Thursday. I'm James Rapine, the host of this podcast. We do this every single weekday. Get you your daily Reds fix. I work for ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW in Cincinnati. 700 WLW, obviously the home of the Reds, the home of Marty Brenneman, of Reds baseball, your radio home for all things Reds baseball. And let's get going here because we do this every single day. And you can subscribe on Google Play and iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM. Check out LockedOnReds.com, by the way. Because right now, my mailbag is up. You emailed me. You sent me your emails on the 2018 Reds. I published them at LockedOnReds.com. You discussed a bunch of different things. I put some tweets up there, some different emails, including one from, let's see here, Frederick, including one from Kenneth, and including one from Chris, all at LockedOnReds.com. A poll question as well. I got some tweets as well, including one from Denny, one from Matt, and others at LockedOnReds.com. And one of the storylines that's going to be really interesting to me, because I on this podcast, I've talked about a lot of things. I've talked about the bench. I've talked about the starting rotation. I've talked about how I don't really see 80 wins being in the cards for this team, because there's so many unknowns, and usually unknowns, you're going to get some good answers to the questions and some bad answers to the questions. And that's fine. Totally understand that. But here's the thing. I think there's one storyline that we've talked about that could certainly impact the 2018 Reds that no one's talking about like it could impact the 2018 Reds. If you had a job, and maybe some of you do, of course. I mean, I do not. I don't have a contract. But if you had a job where it required a contract, and let's say you signed a three-year deal, and you were in the final year of that contract, and there was someone waiting in the wings that was as qualified as you, or waiting in the wings that management really liked, would it make you a little uneasy going into the last year? Especially if you didn't think you were going to have the optimal tools to get your job done, optimal resources to get your job done and to do a successful job, have a successful year, final year of your contract. Because right now that's what Brian Price is doing. Brian Price is in the final year of his contract, year five with the Reds. Hasn't had a winning season. And now this team, this organization, has a guy waiting in the wings, essentially wanting the job in Barry Larkin. And it's one of those things where I heard something, and this is on Fox 19 here locally, Jeremy Rao, Fox 19. It was a really good story. You could check out the entire thing. Maybe I'll put it up at LockedOnReds.com. But I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of this audio. You'll hear from Brian Price. You'll hear from Jeremy. You're going to hear from top prospect Nick Senzel. And you're going to hear from Barry Larkin. And this dynamic, you can't tell me that this is all going to end smoothly for everyone. Listen to this. This is Jeremy Rao, Fox 19, along with Barry Larkin and Nick Senzel. And it starts with Reds manager Brian Price.
Yeah, well, he does. He gets it. He loves the Reds. He loves being here.
You know, we kind of hit it off pretty quick. You know, and ever since then, he's rode with me and helped me and you know, just a great mind.
Barry Larkin arrived here the day the position players arrived, and he told me he's staying to the very end of Cactus League play for the Reds. He truly loves being here. In fact, if you're looking for Barry late in the day here, when all the workouts are done, you can always find him on one of the backfields, staying there as one of the last coaches working with one of the young players. That's what Barry does. That's what he says he still prides himself on.
You know, I have a great relationship with the players, and I think they understand and realize that what I'm doing and the time that I spend is very genuine, and I think they appreciate that, and, you know, they're very respectful.
That one doesn't go with the locks.
Barry is a lock as the favorite coach out here among the Reds' top prospects. It's the something different you don't see in these shots of Barry. Larkin is also learning what it might be like to manage this team someday.
You know, I'm getting pressure from our young players that are now starting to make it to the big leagues, and they keep telling me when it's time for us to go to war, we want you to lead us. So I don't know what that timeline is.
That's just a guy you want in your corner and a guy you want to be working with, especially when, you know, you're getting work at shortstop because, you know, he was one of the best to ever do it. So, yeah, it's been great.
If I manage in the big leagues, then I would only want to manage for the Cincinnati Reds. So, you know, if that chance comes about, then I'll look at it at that point. But I'm not stressed and pressed or anything like that.
The writing is on the wall. And again, that's Jeremy Rau, Fox 19, with Barry Larkin, Nick Senzel, Brian Price. Look, it's on the wall. You can't tell me that's not going to have an impact, that's the Reds start 0-5. Like, you don't think that's awkward at spring training? Barry Larkin talking about a job that isn't open, but the job will be in 1 year. The manager, you could argue he's not set up to have a successful season this year because, honestly, we have no idea who a starting rotation is going to be that's going to pitch well. There's no known commodities right now. We can agree there. We have no idea what they're going to do at shortstop. No idea how it's going to work at second base. Really, Jesse Winker's a guy I'm banking on, and you could check it out in the mailbag, but, like, we don't really know what Jesse Winker's going to be. So, like, odds are the Reds struggle again, which means Brian Price probably out of a job, which means Barry Larkin, who keeps talking about wanting said job, will be there waiting for it. It's the weirdest dynamic in the world to me. There's no way in my mind I would be comfortable with that if I'm Brian Price. And yet, he's got to say he is. But he's not. There's zero chance. There's zero chance that any of us would be comfortable with it. That Barry Larkin would be comfortable with it. That anyone would be comfortable with it if they were Brian Price. It's just, it's insane to me. So I think that could have an impact. That could have an impact on what happens. I don't know if the Reds really want to hire Barry Larkin to be the manager. I have no idea. I have no clue how they feel. I don't even really know how I feel about the idea. But if I'm Brian Price, what the hell do we need to do to get this guy to stop saying how he wants to be the Reds manager? How do we do that? How does that happen? That's the thing. I think that's going to have an impact on this year. I really do. On the mindset, on the philosophy, on the frustration level. Brian Price has been slugging away at this job. Let's say they win 74, 75 games. Is that enough to save Brian Price's job? Is that enough for him to stick around? I'm not so sure it is. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Great to have you in today. The other aspect here is Barry Larkin openly saying how he's interested in it. Like, there are jobs I'm interested in, but the last thing I'm going to do, you know, in life, like, we're all interested in jobs and upgrading and becoming this or becoming that. The last thing I'm going to do is come on and publicly admit it, publicly kind of press for it. And I wonder if Barry, and this isn't the first time he said it, I'll play another cut for you here in just a second of Larkin saying it, is this good for him? Does this help his chances or hurt his chances? Here's Barry Larkin earlier this offseason.
Well, at this point in time, this is good for me. I have a lot of energy, and I like to spend my energy with these guys. But, you know, if an opportunity comes down the road and, you know, that there's an opportunity to do something in a more formalized role, I would certainly look at it. You know, I think, you know, a major league manager's job is to deal with the media as well as, you know, motivate the players. I think I would be excellent at that. I don't have any issue with that. And X's and O's, there'd be nothing that would surprise me on the field. So I'm 100% confident that I could do that. But there's more work to be done, in my opinion, and hopefully I can be part of helping that work get done. And then at that point, if there's an opportunity, because I don't want to assume.
Yeah.
And they think I'm the right person for the job, then at that particular point, I would certainly look at, be a little more accepting, if you will. I'm not really sure how to praise it. Certainly appreciative of that opportunity, but more ready. I only want to be in Cincinnati. I mean, you know, if there weren't opportunities for me in Cincinnati and there were opportunities elsewhere in baseball, I mean, I managed in Brazil as not a competitor. However, you know, if there's other opportunities, I would exhaust every opportunity with Cincinnati before I would decide to go anywhere.
And that's Barry back in January to see Trent Rosecrans, who worked for Cincinnati.com at the time. Now he's with The Athletic. But that's the thing. Like, he's been admitting it for months. You can't tell me that's not going to play a role in this. That's not going to impact things, man. If I'm Brian Price and I got this World Series champ, Hall of Fame shortstop, Nick Senzel loves him, these prospects love him, they're clamoring for him, and I'm just sitting there like, well, damn it, I've been here for 5 years and never, ever, ever had a chance. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, when you take a job, you have to survey it. Is this a up-and-coming job? Is it on the rise? Is it going downwards, etc.? I get it. Brian Price probably had to take the job with the Reds regardless to replace Dusty Baker. But it's not a good job. For him, the past 5 years, it's been a bad job. He's probably never going to get a chance to manage again if he doesn't win 80 to 85 games this year. In my mind, 80 to 85? That's insane. They won 68 last year. And we talked about how they didn't make any offseason moves. They added two relief pitchers. And you got to work with a bunch of young guys. And you expect him to win 80? Like, not expect, but he's got to win 80 to save his job. And that's what I've heard. 80? That's the bar? There's no chance. That's just a storyline worth keeping track of, worth keeping an eye on, in my mind. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Check out the mailbag, lockedonreds.com. Also, a couple articles up. From a bunch of different, a few of our different writers, including Sean Young, who joined the team over the weekend. Three free agents the Reds should consider signing. Three players that can become regulars in 2018, and a ton more. David Weisong has four storylines to pay attention to heading into the season, and Jeff Gilbert wrote about rebuilding. So check all that out, plus my mailbag at lockedonreds.com. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Player FM, Spotify. And like I said, check out LockedOnReds.com. Until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.